And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. We're talking with Sherrard High School senior Ava Eagle, who is making history at the school with her acceptance into the United States Military Academy at West Point. Ava, we'll just start, you know, first off, congratulations. That is quite an honor. Just tell me, you know, what it felt like for you being notified that you were accepted into West Point.
Thank you to start it off. And it was so exciting. I felt honored to even get accepted and considered for an appointment. I am excited to make history and show girls who are looking into service or are maybe a little worried about it that it's possible and it's not scary. It's an opportunity to give back to your community.
Well, yeah, that's something that I know around here, like, you don't hear too many kids being, you know, accepted or going to West Point. So you mentioned there, you know, you were the first female student from Sherrard High School ever to be accepted into West Point, just the second student from Sherrard ever. So what does that, you know, honor kind of mean to you, especially as kind of rare as it is to hear a kid locally be going there?
That's a great question. It's a huge honor for me personally. I put so much time and effort into this whole process and coming from a community in an area where it's very rare that you have kids who are applying, that you don't have a lot of people to talk to throughout the process. So once you get that appointment and you even make it past the first round of interviews and receive a nomination, it's really rewarding and it is a great achievement to feel and have.
So I was reading through kind of the write-up they did on you, and the thing that is, I think, maybe most impressive about this is the acceptance rate into West Point is 12%, and you need a recommendation from either a senator or a U.S. representative. You got that from Eric Sorensen, who you were telling me off the air called you and told was the one to tell you that you had been accepted. So what was that conversation like?
It was so exciting. I've had so many opportunities to meet Eric Sorensen, and he's one of the kindest people ever. He is so enthusiastic, and he just lives through his candidates who are going through the academies, and you can tell that he is so impressed with everyone. So when I got that phone call and I got to hear it from him first, the excitement like didn't just come from like what I just achieved, but knowing that he was proud of me and having someone in that position want to reach out and give that information to me was an honor, and it made me feel really happy.
So when did you know this was something you wanted to pursue, you know, not just necessarily, you know, military service, but going to the U.S. Military Academy at West Point? When was that something you said, hey, I want to try to do this?
Yeah, it started around this time last year, actually, when I got a paper through the mail and I didn't really know what West Point was. I never really heard of it. I didn't know that there was academies you could go to school for. And once I heard it was this prestigious academy and it's hard to get into, I was like, okay, well, I obviously have to try. Like, I like being told things are hard and it's a very rare thing to happen. And so I just jumped into it head first. I applied to the summer leadership experience during the summer. And when I was young, I've always like respected soldiers, obviously, but I was always scared to serve myself. It wasn't anything I was like really 100% committed to. I just couldn't see myself doing it. But once I went to the Service Academy and I saw all these leaders getting trained, and there are like students around my age, like they're 18, 19, and they're going to be heroes and idols one day. And I just knew I wanted to be a part of that journey.
Yeah, so you were talking there about last summer going and attending West Point summer leadership experience. And I mean, you got into it a little bit there, but I want to expand on that a little bit. I mean, how eye-opening of an experience was that, kind of getting to see up close and personal what it was like out there? I mean, what were some of the biggest things you took away from getting to actually, you know, step foot there?
Definitely the environment and the challenges I had to go through. Our day started at 4 a.m, which if we were going local time, it would have been around 3 a.m. here. So the time just was crazy. And it's from people all around the states. And we had people in different territories as well. So the different minorities there made my experience even better. I got to learn how to do things I've never done in Sherrard. I rappelled off like a 30-foot tower, I'm pretty sure. I got to shoot a couple guns that you would only get to do, like, in the battlefield. You got exposed to a bunch of service history. And the most important part was you were involved and engaged with a bunch of students your age that you begin to look up to. Like, I was coming into my senior year during that summer, and I didn't think I would look up to people in my own grade just because I didn't know that was a thing, but I was in a squad of about 10 people, and I really admire everyone I was surrounded with.
So walk me through what the process was like, both applying and then eventually getting accepted. What all goes into applying to, you know, be at West Point?
It's a really, really long and time-consuming application, and you have to be very, like, dedicated to it. It took me about a year, and that's usually around how it takes everyone. Some people, like, work their whole life for this to prepare them with, like, rigorous courses in school because that's mostly what they look at, how many AP classes you take, your standardized testing, and that's just the academics alone. But you have to get medically qualified, so they take you to a certain doctor's office, make sure all of, like, your body is working good, you have your hearing, your sight, and then they go into your nomination process, which is like a whole nother process itself that takes, I would say, equally as long as the application. I know I reached out to my senators and my congressmen early, even just to introduce myself, and every state's and district's application process looks different. But for mine, it was all online, and I'm a very, like, in-person, I love talking to people face-to-face, so I just kind of want to get, like, my name out there. And you're in a district of, like, thousands of people that you're fighting for this one spot for, and then from your senators, it's going to include Chicago, you're going to be fighting with so many students there. So the nomination process is one you have to stay on top of because it has a different date for everything there. And then just making sure that you have everything laid out because certain things open on certain dates. And if you miss those, then you can't even apply. So the most important part is just staying organized and not giving up if it's something you really want to do.
So since you've been accepted, I know it's less than a week since it officially, you know, happened, but what type of feedback have you received? I'm sure you've heard from a lot of people, like, in your life, but I'm sure too, I assume a lot of people maybe who you don't know very well have reached out to you because this is, you know, such a big and kind of rare honor. So what has the feedback been like from people around you since, you know, it's been out there that you were accepted into West Point?
It's been really positive. Everyone's really supportive of me, and they hope that everything goes well, and they really think that it's going to be an honor to bring back to Sherrard once I, like, come back from everything. I've talked to, obviously, students or cadets at West Point and people who have retired out of the military, and they are very excited for me to become a part of this legacy, and it's going to be very hard and strenuous, and they've made that very clear to me, but it's all worth it in the end. And obviously, my family is going to be a little scared and worried for me, but they're excited that I can serve and honor this community.
And again, we're talking with Sherrard High School senior Ava Eagle, who was accepted into the United States Military Academy at West Point over the past week, and you spoke there about how, you know, you hope to kind of make your community proud. So what is the, you know, Sherrard School District, you know, attending Sherrard High School, how has that helped you, you know, get to this point?
Yeah, that's a great question. Obviously, I didn't know that this process was going to happen until last year. So when I started, I felt like I might be behind other students. But Sherrard definitely set me up for, like, academic success. All my classes were in line with what I needed to do. Their clubs that they offer at Sherrard High School allowed me to have a really good resume going in. The teachers are here just to help you. They want you to have a great future. They want to be involved with it. You can really tell it's a really tight-knit community here. So my teachers, I don't even know how many letters of recommendations they had arrive, but I know I had a lot of them very busy over the course of this school year, but they're always there for you. They always, like, I was talking to Mr. Mendoza, and even when I doubted myself, like, he would, like, reinstill, like, confidence in me and that he believed in me. And all the teachers here and obviously everyone else in the community just want you to, like, thrive and have an amazing future.
So I guess as we wrap up with you, just the simple question to close is, so what's next for you once the school year ends? You know, how does it look now moving forward as you get ready to officially, you know, enroll at West Point coming up?
Yeah, I have about 27 things that I have to finish before it starts. I got a whole new checklist from West Point I have to do. Staying physically fit, mentally fit is a really big thing. My friends who are enlisted and they're coming out of basic are going to help me prepare with like rucks and everything, which is like you have to stuff like a 50-pound bag on you and walk for miles. So they're going to help me there. And just being with all my friends and family and making sure I have good memories before I leave, and I report on June 29th. So time's ticking away for all sure. Right.
Ava Eagle, Sherrard High School senior who was accepted into the United States Military Academy at West Point, becoming the first female student from Sherrard ever to earn that honor, the second student ever from Sherrard High School as well to earn that honor. Again, Ava, congratulations and thanks so much for the time. Best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
All right, I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.